What should I invest my money in? Very common question that we get asked, that gets asked all the time on Google. Something that is super important if you want to put your money to work. And in this video, I'm not going to explain what you should be investing in, but what I am going to do is give you a framework on how to approach investing. How to do it in a way that's going to help you accomplish your goals. And this framework has three questions. The first one of which is, what am I investing for? What do I want to see happen? What are my goals? Resources are finite. We don't have the money to do everything. And so it's important that we prioritize what matters most to us, what we want to see happen. And then we become direct on how we approach that and how we accomplish that. So goals can be a lot of different things. Obviously, we talk about retirement all the time, saving up for retirement, building that nest egg. When you're in retirement, how do you take income out? Those are different investments and they do different jobs. And you're going to want to make sure that you're getting the appropriate one for the appropriate job. Maybe it's funding your kids' education so they don't graduate with student loan debt. Whatever the goal is, understand what you're trying to accomplish and focus on that. Again, we can't do everything, so narrow it down to the most important things that you want to see happen and go from there. The second question we have to ask is, what is my time frame? How much time do I have to accomplish this goal? If I'm 55 and I want to retire at 65, that's a lot different than being in your 40s trying to plan for retirement at 65. Your time is going to dictate what kind of investment you make and what kind of risk level you can take on. And when it comes to risk, it's very easy to say, I can handle a lot of risk when things are going great. But when things aren't going so well, how do you handle that? How do you handle market volatility? Ask yourself right now, how do I view risk and volatility right now? Am I panicked? Am I worried? Because that is going to give you an inside look into how you would handle volatility over the long run. And the last question that you need to ask yourself before making an investment is, how do I define progress and success? We need to know that we're on the right track. We need to know that we're heading in the right direction, that we're moving forward. We're making the progress that we need to be making to get us to where we want to be within the time frame that we've chosen. So how do I measure that? How do I know if I'm actually doing that? Before making an investment, figure out what progress looks like to you. In 6 months, in a year, in 5 years, where should I be? Where should this investment be? Am I on track? Am I moving in the right direction? And when it comes to success, if you don't have a target, if you don't know what success looks like, you're not going to know if you've reached there or not. Retirement is meant to be enjoyed, and it would be a shame to miss out on enjoying that if you haven't defined success and you've kind of blown past it without knowing that you've accomplished what you're trying to accomplish. So, three questions to ask yourself before picking an investment. What are my goals, right? What am I trying to accomplish? What's my time frame? Because that's going to dictate the investments and level of risk that we can take on. And how do I define progress and success so we know we're on the right track and we know when we've reached our destination? Answer these first before you pick the investment. Unfortunately, people completely skip out on these questions and just go pick an investment based on what the media is saying, based on what friends are saying, based on hot stock tips and things like that. You need to invest for you and for your goals. Nobody else's investments in life should be taken into consideration. You need to make it personal to you and your context. So when it comes to investing, the choice is yours. And the choice is not just what investment you're going to pick, but how you're going to approach this. Approach it in a disciplined manner. Answer these three questions and make sure you're picking investments that are actually going to help you accomplish what you want to accomplish. And you're not picking investments based on all of the noise out there, because the noise will always be there. You're never going to get rid of it. So stay true to yourself and invest based on what you're trying to do, nobody else.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC. Content in this material is for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.